When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Earth Day sale. 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, locking in on the free Odyssey app, tuning in on Sirius XM channel 158, and then really just also everybody on a smart speaker. Thank you very much. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City, and we got a busy night. We've already had a very busy night. We got three NBA games going on. We had one that's complete already. Thank you oh so much to the 76ers for helping to speed things up. They beat the Brooklyn Nets tonight. The final score, 102-97. Joel Embiid kicking Nick Claxton, didn't get ejected. Nick Claxton tried to taunt him, stepped over him after a dunk. Embiid kicked him, didn't get the boot, only a flagrant one. And then the second half, James Harden, he did get ejected for hitting Royce O'Neal. James Harden was on his way, getting ready to initiate a drive to the basket right at the three-point line, was looking to create some space, extended out his arm and hand like anybody would do in that situation, and Royce O'Neal got hit in the jewels. He went down to all fours, and unlike Joel Embiid, James Harden, after scoring 21 points, he was ejected, okay? And I don't get it. Joel Embiid, I think I was fine with him staying in the game, but it made no sense for Harden to get the boot. And then Tyrese Maxey, he came on strong, 10 consecutive points at the end of the game, just to edge or give the Sixers the edge, and they now have a 3-0 series lead. Elsewhere, there is no Draymond Green, as we know. The Golden State Warriors currently lead the Kings 84-70. They're on their way to the fourth quarter, and it looks like the Warriors are in control back at home. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, with no Kawhi Leonard, the Suns, they lead the Clippers 57-53. They just got started in the third quarter. And so I'll keep you up to date with all of our West Coast games as we get ready to kind of conclude and keep things rolling here in the NBA playoffs. We've talked about so much more. We talked about a lot. Max Scherzer of the New York Mets being suspended for 10 games. They said he had too much damn sticky stuff on his hands, which is hilarious. Right before the break, I said that in the world of sports, the fans always happen to be the pawns as the Oakland Athletics look to move to Las Vegas and are basically leaving the fans just hanging out there to dry. We talked about Tom Brady. Yes, Tom Brady. He happened to be in Miami. and Tom Brady was sitting in one of these conferences, and he's sitting in a gigantic room on stage, and Tom Brady was asked, "Hey, Tom, we're here in Miami right now. Would you ever consider coming out of retirement and playing for the Dolphins?" Tom Brady did not say no. He gave this convoluted answer. Listen to this.
"Spending a lot of time in Miami, now you call it home. By chance, is there any chance that you're coming out of retirement and playing for the Finns?"
"Oh, man. I know,
honestly. I'm just saying, you gotta..."
"Well, I will say, now that I'm not affiliated with any team anymore, and even though I have strong ties with a couple teams, I do have some friends on the Dolphins that I really like. So I wouldn't say I necessarily root for them all the time, but I root for my friends to do well, and several of them play for Miami." So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end.
Yeah, we're going to end. I hope this is the end for Tom Brady. And so we've talked about a lot. If you've missed any of the show so far, just go ahead, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's been a busy show. And right now we're in the space of talking about just jerks. And I made it very clear that in the world of sports, yeah, you can be a fan, I can be a fan, your next door neighbor could be a fan. You may go to one game every 10 years. You might have season tickets. You might have a jersey. You might have a decal on your car. You might have a bumper sticker. You might have whatever. You might have a tattoo. But to the teams and the leagues, you're just a number. And it doesn't matter whether you happen to be in Kansas City or you happen to be in Oakland or you happen to be in Vegas. They are going to follow the money just like anybody else. And they could give a damn about you and your fandom, especially if there's another customer down the block who's going to be willing to spend. Now, let's be real. Let's be honest. There are plenty of people in San Diego, tons, who are not happy with the fact that the Chargers are gone and that they went up the road to Los Angeles. There's some Charger fans who are just like, "I ain't watching this crap no more." But did all of the Chargers fans just quit on the team? Probably not. We know they ain't got no new fans in L.A., maybe three. But you understand my point. And so the Oakland Athletics, they've signed an agreement to buy land in Vegas. This could be the latest threat to try to have a stadium built out in the Bay, or it could be legitimate. I don't think John Fisher, the owner of the Oakland Athletics, cares. I mean, he's basically bleeding the team. He had to purchase this land here, and meanwhile, the actual team on the field, their payroll is minuscule. I mean, it's about, what, $40 million, give or take, for payroll? We got guys, one guy, a couple of one dudes in Major League Baseball, singular players, making more than that. It's a damn shame. It's a sham. The Oakland Athletics have the worst record in baseball at 3-16. They could barely get 10,000 people into the ballpark, if they should be lucky, and they're getting screwed. I mean, the New York Mets, and this is how bad the situation is. The New York Mets played in Oakland. The visiting broadcasters, Keith Hernandez, was it Gary there?
Gary Cohen, I believe.
Yeah, Gary Cohen was there with Keith Hernandez or Ron Darling. And they're sitting there on SNY. They could not even use their broadcast booth in Oakland Coliseum. And you want to know why? Think about this. This is a professional baseball stadium, or what's supposed to be a stadium. They couldn't use the booth because there was a possum in the booth. A possum took up space in the booth and decided to crap in there. Listen to this story told. This first part of the story told on SNY about why they had to move from their normal broadcast booth to another one next door. Listen to this.
"In the opening game of the season, the possum, who apparently lives somewhere in the wall behind that visitor's TV booth, made an appearance during the game in their booth."
"Was it like nibbling at him, or?"
"It was just, you know, crawling around.
Like a cat.
Minding
would.
Its own possum business, walking across the counter." I mean, he wasn't, you know, trying to horn in on the broadcast. He was just doing his possum things.
This is a billion-dollar business. This is a billion-dollar business, right? Am I missing something? This is a billion-dollar business, multiple billions. I mean, unless I had to watch my mouth. Unless I'm a woodsman, I don't expect a possum to be walking by my damn desk. I couldn't imagine sitting in Yankee Stadium and a possum walks by in the desk in the suite, the broadcast studio. I couldn't imagine being here in Atlanta going to Truist Park. Oh, yeah, by the way, Michael Harris, he has a nice little short film I'm going to check out tomorrow, but I digress. I couldn't imagine going to Truist Park and sitting upstairs and a possum walks by. And that's not the end of the story. Listen to the crappy part of it.
They walk in the booth and immediately we're met by the stench.
What?
Of the possum having, you know, done his business in the booth.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So apparently the booth reeked so badly of possum leavings.
Yes.
That an executive decision was made to move us to this booth, which is somewhat smaller.
The thing took a crap. Come on now. Now, what are we doing? And we've heard stories about sewage and flooding. The place is a dump. And this is not a conversation about who pays to move the stadium down towards the dock. This isn't a conversation of publicly financed stadiums versus private. It has nothing to do with that. This is about treating the fans with some type of respect and dignity. It's about not just jerking them around like they're negotiating pawns. And that's how fans get treated. And it's wrong. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take some of your calls here. I told you that the Oakland Athletics owner, John Fisher, is a jerk. I'm going to take your calls, and then I'm going to tell you about another jerk, or at least somebody running around pretending to be one. Kareem is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, my brother, how you doing this evening?
Excellent. How are you?
Most excellent, good sir. Hey, JR, I know you just said, you know, this isn't a call, you know, this isn't a point about getting funding and financing from your local government. But, JR, I totally have to disagree with you on the athletics moving to Vegas, man. You know, the Oakland Stadium, that's the last cookie-cutter stadium in America. And if you can't get help from your local government to get a new stadium, man, you got to go and get you a nice complex. That's what it's all about these days. I get everything you're saying about the fans getting pooped on. I do understand that point you're making.
So, I don't think you're disagreeing with me then. You're bringing up a totally separate point. Because I'm not talking, and we can go down the list of stadiums that have been built, torn down, reappeared, brought back up, refinanced. That's a totally different conversation. I am strictly talking about how fans are treated in the equation. How I can look at my friends in St. Louis and I can look at Jerry Jones, who said, you know what, the NFL as a whole would do better if we had a stadium and a team in Los Angeles as opposed to St. Louis. That's it. Okay? I mean, that has nothing to do with, you know, who's building the stadium and whether or not, come on. We have a gigantic spaceship sitting out in Miami where the Marlins play. For what? Okay? Everybody out there got taken for a ride and people are paying for it and nobody shows up to sit inside of it. And so my point is less about who is paying for the stadiums and why. And I guess to your point, if I want to say that, come on, man. The fans are getting screwed twice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on the fans against crew, but I mean, at the end of the day, I would do it if I was the owner, and if you were the owner, you would do it too. And if you would just allow me to make this one more point, hey, just like Atlanta here is a transplant city, everybody here isn't from here, with the exception of myself and others, a few others. But man, as they would say in Cali in the Bay Area, there are hella people in Vegas that are from the Bay Area, so it is gonna be a
oh no 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 Kareem. That's I'm sorry. That's weak. That is weak. I think at the end of the no, that is weak to say. Oh well, there's plenty of people because of the West and the proximity. Then I might as well take that same attitude and go. Well, let's move the Clippers or the Lakers up to Portland just because it's a little closer. I mean, that's terrible, man. Let's just justify Oakland moving around. And you could say you would move people around and you would do this and you would do that. And if I were the owner, I would do this. You know what? Just from a personal perspective, I can't tell you what I would do. I'm not John Fisher. I'm not an old white man. I don't have billions of dollars. Maybe if I were him, I'd move things around nilly-willy too. But I'm not. But I do know this much in my current perspective and lot in life, which I'm very happy with. I'm not going to be a blank like that guy is. Like, I don't believe in that garbage, man. I don't believe in treating people like pawns. And you know what? Maybe when you move up the upper echelon where you can control people and stadiums and cities and states on a whim, maybe you do that. But I just think that's a crap way to do business. I don't think it's necessary. And if you are going to move the team, I don't think you have to go back and forth and play tennis with an entire city's emotions. Like, for what? Why are you bleeding them dry and then acting like you're not? Like, that's the part that sucks. That's the part that's not fair. If you want to move and you find it easier to go to Vegas, then damn it, go ahead and do it. But don't act like you give a rat's ass about everybody in the Bay. Don't. Don't make it sound like you're trying. This is all negotiating, man. And that's not to say they go to Vegas. Maybe there's a minuscule chance that they still stay in Oakland. Maybe. Maybe everybody in Oakland will still be fine. They'll be thrilled with what takes place. Or maybe he's really just trying to cash them checks and get all the visitors and get all the tourists right next to the strip. Not a bad business idea. Not at all. Stop jerking people around. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I want to say thank you for being the best radio host on the planet, man. Like, there'd be times I'm having a bad day or I'm just completely sad. But when I hear you talk sports, man, I just feel so much better because your knowledge and your love for sports. So thank you so much. I just want to get that out the way, man.
Sure. Thank you, Vlad.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I want to talk about the A's, man. I have a lot of family out there in Oakland, and it's sad to see, you know, their team go away to a city that, you know, only has tourists and, you know, has more tourists than actual, you know, people living there. So it's just, it's sad to see, man. I completely agree with you. I would hate to see, you know, the Chicago White Sox or the Bears be taken away from me because my whole life I've been watching those teams, you know, play and play in the same place, but now they'd be taken away because of the owners and what they want.
Yeah, this is real different than the Bears moving from the waterfront or the lakefront and just going to Arlington Heights, ain't it? This is real big difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's nutty. Hey, Vlad, I appreciate you, man.
Drop that merch still, man. I don't want you to forget.
I know. Hey, Vlad, I think about it every day, and I think about you, and I know you want a muscle shirt. I know.
Yeah. Go to the gym, man. Yeah. Game.
I got you. Thank you, Vlad.
Grind don't stop. See you later, my man.
Thank you, Vlad, for calling from Illinois. I'm going to have to do this real soon. Vlad is going to whoop my ass if I don't put out these T-shirts and the hoodies and we're in spring, so now I got to do T-shirts and hoodies. I will do it, Vlad. I got you. Andrew here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing? Nice talking to you.
Excellent.
I got to tell you, the fans get crapped on in every league, all four sports. The owners do not care about the fans one way, shape, or form. Just from looking at the food prices when you go in there. $15 for a beer in Buffalo costs about $2 for a can of beer, and the owners are just raking it in. and they could care less about the fans.
Because people are going to spend, man.
You got an owner here that bought the team for $1 billion, and he's probably looking, if he sold his team, he'd be getting four, five, six, whatever it is right now.
You talking about the Pegulas?
Pegulas, yes.
Yeah.
Their stadium, the Sabres, they need a new stadium, they're saying. I watched them build the stadium from HSBC right across the street. Watched them tear the old one down, put the new one up. And that thing's obsolete? Come on, really? When you have something wrong with your house, do you tear it down and just build a new house? You fix it. Am I wrong? Hey,
not when you got billions of dollars to play with. I recently saw an article that the Minnesota Vikings home, which has only been there now for, it can't even have been a decade now, that they already need to fix that thing up, and it's going to cost, I don't know, a $250 million, if not a little bit more, just to fix it up. They just opened it.
I get you. Here's my point, if I can interrupt you. How many billions of dollars did the NFL make this year?
Ooh, year to year, they are trending.
Well, I'm just saying this year, like $18-20 billion.
Well, no, they're trending towards 20. So I'd say they're probably in that 15 to 20 range. Yes.
So they split that up amongst all the owners. Am I correct?
Oh, the revenue? Oh, it's split between the players, and it's tricky how they split that up. But it's split between the players.
The owners are getting $500-600 million, right, a year.
It's almost split down the middle by a couple of percentages between the players and the owners.
Okay. Well, my point is, it's a private business amongst all the teams, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you don't got no share in the Buffalo Bills, do you?
An entity is a private entity when it's all said and done. Why don't the owners put in, $100 million a piece and get up to $100 billion, get $1 billion and build their own stadium for their own purposes instead of the
because when you have tons of money, and thank you, Andrew, for calling from Buffalo. When you got tons of money, you get somebody else to pay for it. That's it. It's as simple as that. Nice to have tons of money, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you the A's owner, he's a jerk for how he's handling this. I'll tell you about another jerk on the other side of the break. He plays in the NBA. His name isn't Draymond. You'll hear it on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, all my friends in Massachusetts and Boston, or anywhere really. I'm going to be talking to WEEI in the morning. Yeah, WEEI. Shout outs to everybody up there. I'll tell you about Agents of Inclusion, our new podcast with Special Olympics and Odyssey. Make sure you go ahead and check that out. If you don't get enough of me here, Agents of Inclusion. And we're going to have a conversation, or our episode that actually dropped on Wednesday is with a young man by the name of Michael Kelly. He is nicknamed The Voice. He has an amazing voice. He has the voice of a sports broadcasting god. And he's a good friend of mine. He's a Special Olympics athlete. He's voiced work and done announcing for Harvard University Athletics. He's currently working for the Red Sox, one of their local affiliates, the Woo Sox. He's the man. And so I look forward to chatting it up with Greg and team tomorrow morning on WEEI. So 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Yeah, check me out. I'm here now. I'll be back. I'm all over the damn place. I got a lot to do tomorrow. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, George Foreman is going to join us. Yeah, heavyweight champion of the world, George Foreman. Hey, Shep, you want to get knocked out?
Not by George Foreman.
Okay. I'll say nice things. Anyway, so we got a busy day tomorrow. I got a busy day tomorrow. What else is new? And let's just get this out the way. This game isn't over yet, but the Golden State Warriors, they are smacking the living hell out of the Kings. 108-89. So, Golden State, about 3 minutes away from making this series 2-1. There will be no beam being lit up in Sacramento. That ain't happening. And right now, also at the end of the third quarter, the Suns, they're beating the Clippers 94-85. And speaking of all this basketball, I told you that the Oakland Athletics owner, John Fisher, is a complete jerk for how he has handled this potential move of the Oakland Athletics to Vegas. It ain't nothing wrong with moving your damn team, but how he's done it is a sham. It's also a shame that Oakland has now been stripped of the Warriors. It's been stripped of the Raiders. And this ain't packing up boxes at the end of the night and putting them on a truck and leaving town. This is like a slow death and waving it in front of the fans, which is just disastrous. But let me tell you about another jerk. He's in the NBA. His name is Dillon Brooks. This would be so much fun if Dillon Brooks was better than just a very good role player. All right, if he wasn't just some sidekick, if he was actually a star in the NBA and not someone who's just an irritant. This is the same Dillon Brooks who a couple of nights ago, when I gave you a top six list and we talked about some of the dirtiest athletes in the world of sports. As a matter of fact, I gave you that list last night. Dillon Brooks was at the top of it, man. He was number three on the list. Draymond was number one. This is the Dillon Brooks who shoved a cameraman to the floor when he didn't have to. He's been suspended for his accumulation of technical fouls. Donovan Mitchell, who is pretty mild-mannered, wanted to fight this guy and push and shove him because Dillon Brooks wanted to hit him in the groin. This is the same Dillon Brooks who smacked Gary Payton Jr. out of the air, causing him to break his elbow when he braced himself for the fall. And this is the same Dillon Brooks who, of course, he argued with Draymond Green. And he took being a jerk to another level. He took being a pain in the ass to another level last night when he talked about LeBron James. The Memphis Grizzlies, without Ja Morant, they were able to tie up their series against the Lakers 1-1 when they beat them 103-93. Dillon Brooks contributed 12 points, shot 35% from the field. It's not like he had some, absolutely amazing night. He had 5 personal fouls, and LeBron James had 28 points. He was 1 of 8 from downtown, but LeBron James overall, when guarded by Dillon Brooks, was cooking him. But after the game, Dillon Brooks spoke to the media. And it's a whole lot of nothing, to be honest. It's played out when you got to boost yourself up. But whatever gets you paid, right? Whatever gets you the attention, whatever mind games you can play, Dillon Brooks said, I don't really care about LeBron. He's old. This is what Dillon Brooks said after the game.
People out there that say, Maybe you shouldn't do that with one of the better players in the game. What were you thinking?
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game 4, game 5. He wanted to say something when I got my 4th foul. He should have been saying that earlier on. But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Okay, he pokes bears, so he wants to poke at LeBron James, which is fine, I guess, right? You want to poke at LeBron James? Game 3 will be Saturday night in Los Angeles, okay? And Dillon Brooks didn't just stop there in antagonizing LeBron James. He said, man, I wish I could have played LeBron in his prime.
You know, he's not at the same level as he was when he was on Cleveland, when he went to championships, Miami. You know, I wish I got to see that. You know what I mean? It would have been a harder task. But, you know, I'm playing with what I got, you know. So, you know, just wear and tear on him throughout a 7-game series and see if he can take it. See if he wants to play the 1-on-1 battle or if he wants to be out on the sideline shooting the basketball.
Oh, my goodness. This would actually be cool if Dillon Brooks, if he were better than what he is. This would actually be cool if it didn't come across as forced and inauthentic. And I get it. Dillon Brooks just turned 27 years old. He ain't a baby, all right? But it's like a lot of this seemingly is manufactured. We saw him in college. He had one of the most blatant flops with the Ducks that I've ever seen in my life. It's like he was hit by a sniper. He's over here looking for contact or looking for foul calls. He's a showman. He's trying to make money in the NBA, and I get it. But it doesn't come across as authentic. It comes across as reaching. It comes across as annoying. He comes across as a pain in the ass. Hey, Shep, who's the, I got to watch my words here. Brian Windhorst on ESPN. I thought of it myself, Shep. You should be proud of me.
Oh, yeah, you don't need me for that stuff.
Well, sometimes.
Well, you know, he's probably being a mouthpiece for LeBron somewhere, I would guess.
No, Brian, well, maybe.
Yes.
Brian Windhorst called Dillon Brooks Draymond Green light. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds about appropriate.
Wait a minute. And I'm not trying to be funny here.
Right.
Oh, he said, should that be coming out of his mouth? I mean, is that really appropriate?
He has an opinion. He can't express it.
No, but like that, the connotation behind that, like he's not talking about skin complexion, is he?
No, okay, no, okay, okay, not in regards okay. to color, as okay. in like okay. a soda, like a like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I just think that can be misconstrued and misinterpreted. I just think you, in 2023, Brian, you got to be better than that. That's all.
Oh no. Now you got me thinking. Did he call? Did he
I'm just
say
saying,
light?
Like that, but that's not appropriate. Like I just don't.
I think it is.
You do?
Draymond light? Like you? Like do you want? Here's the thing. You go to the supermarket, right?
Right.
And do you pick up? You got a couple options here. You can have cornflakes, right? Kellogg's cornflakes or whatever they call them.
Right.
Or you can have brown flakes. Not brown flakes. It's probably bad, right? I don't know.
But I mean, but
plain flakes.
But JR, but Draymond Green is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I would say, honestly, Dillon Brooks is not even the fifth best player on his own team. Like, oftentimes he's a deficit more than he is an asset, and he's better off on the bench.
Yeah, but he was referring to his behavior and all of the nonsense and the riling people up and trying to be an irritant. That's what Windhorst was referring to Dillon Brooks as. He's
gotcha.
Draymond. He's like a Draymond Green wannabe. That's in essence what he was trying to say.
Gotcha.
No, it had nothing to do with the skin complexion, which obviously.
Yeah.
So here we go. He didn't call him light. He called him Diet Draymond Green.
Okay, all right. That sounds more right. Good.
Yeah.
And be careful with your words, Brian. So I'm glad he lived up to that.
No, that was me. Called him light.
Right, exactly.
Because me, I don't drink no soda. But I can look at it. To me, a diet and a light is the same thing.
Too much carbonation and sugar. Who needs it anyway?
Nah, if you want to talk to me in a language I understand, call it beer. Yeah. So, yeah, he would be light. Yeah, he would be, if we have to look at it in beer terms, Draymond Green, or Dillon Brooks, is the non-alcoholic version of Draymond. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does. Hey, Marco, does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it from the start. I think it's just the Bud to Bud Light, no? Like, that's, you're basically getting the same beer, you're just getting a lot less flavor, you're getting a lot less calories, you're getting a lot less of the beer, which is, you're getting a lot less of the basketball player, which is Dillon Brooks.
Yeah, Dillon Brooks is just, he's the non-alcoholic version of beer for Draymond. Have you ever had one of those, Marco? No?
You know, I think I had one like 20-something years ago. It seemed pointless.
a non-alcoholic beer?
I think I did.
Did it taste like a regular beer?
You know, I got to tell you, it was so long ago that I don't remember. I remember drinking it going, what the hell is the point of this? And I felt like it had a little bit more of the, almost like an aftertaste to it, if memory serves.
I'm going to try one. I'm going to have one for lunch, guys, and then I'm going to report back tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'm taking one for the team. Anyway, speaking of a team, the Golden State Warriors just did a team thing, and there will be no beams being lit in Sacramento tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You get me through hard times, too. You do, too. A mutually beneficial relationship, okay? It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm all about mutually beneficial. I love it. Except for in sports, somebody got to win and somebody got to lose. And that's what just happened a few minutes ago. The Sacramento Kings, they lost. The Golden State Warriors beat them 114-97 to pick up their first series victory. Sacramento leads 2-1 instead of going up 3-0. And let me fill you in on this. The Sacramento Kings never led in this game. It was back in San Francisco. The largest deficit was 23 points. The Kings, anemic tonight, 23% from three. Malik Monk, who's been leading the way offensively with De'Aaron Fox and also Domantas Sabonis, Malik Monk only had 4 points on 1 of 9 shooting. Fox almost had a triple-double, 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. And then Sabonis, who was questionable for this game, we know why. Draymond stepped on him. 15 points and 16 rebounds tonight from Domantas Sabonis. But they couldn't overcome Steph Curry and his 36 points and his 6 threes. Andrew Wiggins had 20 points. Who needs Draymond Green? Kevon Looney had 20 rebounds and 9 assists. And then Moses Moody, he had 13 points off of the bench. And then you got this Klay Thompson guy. He didn't have the best shooting game himself, 13 points, 3 of 10 from downtown, 5 of 15 from the field. But he did his part to just extend the lead. Take a listen to this Klay Thompson 3, putting him up 20 in the fourth quarter. Warriors Radio Network.
Curry, step back, over to Dante. It ricocheted off the back of Fox. Warriors could not get cute here. Curry with the ball. Finds Thompson right corner. Just fires away and hits a three. He wasn't even completely square to the bucket, Tom.
He doesn't need to be. He's Klay Thompson, right? Square up them shoulders and shoot. Klay Thompson had another one. Pushing it more.
We are 10 seconds away from the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Dante to Thompson, takes a two. It's up and good on the right side. A 15-footer. It's 105-83 Warriors here in game three.
I told you Steph Curry, he had 36 points. Steph Curry doesn't care where he is. He's going to shoot that rock. Listen to this.
Curry again catches. Waiting. Screen, takes a three. It's up and good. Stephen Curry hits that. He's got 36. It's 110-89.
Yeah, he don't care where he shoots from. He's an evil basketball player, man. He's not fair. Anyway, this is the final call. The Golden State Warriors, they picked up their first series victory.
And game four, the Warriors will have a chance to tie up this series and send it back to Sacramento for a three-game set. Warriors get the win, 114-97. A win they accomplished without one of the smartest defensive players ever to play the game, and Draymond Green. He was suspended for tonight, and the Warriors overcame that. They overcame the loss of Gary Payton the second and just dictated this game. They led wire to wire. They controlled this game throughout.
Yeah, Gary Payton didn't play tonight with just sick. The general illness, they called it. So hopefully he'll be perfectly fine and And Draymond Green, Draymond will be back Sunday for game four. Would anybody be shocked? Would anybody be surprised if Golden State were to tie up this series at home on Sunday afternoon? I would not be. I don't think Malik Monk is going to go out there and only score 4 points again. That would be, now that would be some crap now, wouldn't it? Whole different type of ball game when you got to hit the road and play. And so Sacramento, they feel it tonight in San Francisco. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Alan. You're also up against the break.
Yeah, baseball's never been any good in Oakland. I still remember 1972, 73, 74 when Charlie Finley was running things. They won three World Series in a row, and they still never drew. I recall you saying that Oakland is a great city. Never, ever call it a great city. It's dull. It's a ghost town at night, and the crime rate is high, and slum after slum after slum.
Whoa, hey.
It's not a great city at all.
It is a great – that's subjective. That's a matter of your opinion, okay? If you go – and yeah. I'm pretty sure if you go to Oakland with me, maybe you wouldn't feel comfortable. But for what I enjoy and what I like and the people I hang out with, I think Oakland is a great city, and I love it.
Okay, and I don't blame the fans for not going out because they belong to the Dark Ages. The stadium belonged to the Dark Ages. It's in a remote area, and it's in desperate need of repair, and it's it was built in 1966. Well, they got to tear it down.
Alan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
None of that has anything to do with how the owner is treating the fan base. Nothing.
He's just expressing his opinion. He's a straight shooter, and he says what's on his mind. That's why.
No. That's not how you treat the people who help line your pockets, bro. No. He's a jackass.
They had 97 wins.
I know their history. I mean, we can start going back about what they had and what they didn't have. But what you don't do is take advantage of people. And nobody cares because he's a billionaire, because nobody's going to do anything about it. But I got no problem with calling him a jackass, because he is. That doesn't have anything to do with the beautiful city of Oakland. Oh, I love it. Shout outs to all my folks in the Bay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Why does Alan always want to leave Toronto?
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations.
Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for Mental Health Suicide Lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.